That's why I decided to not say shmooze to daven a shtickle zayah together with you. By way of Hagdama, there's a hafidika piece in the Zohar Kodesh. There were times when Shlomo HaMelech had to travel to certain dark places, difficult places. You'll see it in a minute, I'll read it a little bit. He had to travel to strange places. Mountains of darkness. Terrible places. And in order to get to these places, the Zohar Kodesh says that Shlomo HaMelech used to fly on the wings of an enormous eagle. An enormous wingspan, this eagle. Akedei kach, that when it would fly over a certain place, because of the size of this eagle, there would be a choshech mechushech. There would be for a moment a darkness in that place. That's how great this eagle was. There would be a darkness that would cover this entire place. And different people reacted differently to the darkness. You know, there are Jews that are, I spoke about a few years ago, there are Jews that are mechoidu v'akush. There are some Jews that they live in haidu. Haidu is hide, is something which is optimism, sunlight, hope. That's called haidu. Majesty, beauty. And there are Jews that live and spend a lot of time in a place that's called Kush. Kush means darkness. There are Jews mechoidu v'akush. So there are different types of reactions when this would happen, when all of a sudden, in the middle of a sunny day, there would be this darkness that would come upon the earth. There were some Jews, the Jews from Haidu, there were some Jews that they would be very despoiled, and they would say, ah, Shlomo HaMelech is doing. Shlomo HaMelech is riding the eagle. It's a good gezach, it's a good thing. There were Jews from Kush who lived in a mindset of Kush who were terrified and frightened and believed that the world was ending. Now the Hemshech, a little bit of this thing in the Zohar Kodesh, I'll share with you in a minute. The Hagdama base. One of the most mysterious tzaddikim in the world of Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was his own son. Who remembers the name of his Hedig's son? Magid wasn't his son. The Malach was the son of the Magid. But you see, I doubt going to the Esther, which is so powerful. A lot of people don't remember that, but they never heard that. Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had a son who was Rosen to Rosen, secrets of secrets. And he refused to take upon himself the chassidus. He did not want that. And there was a Shabbat who became the leader. Baal Shem HaKadosh, his son, was of Tzvi. There are some very, very interesting stories about the tzaddik of Tzvi. And all the tzaddik of the Tamina, the Tamir Baal Shem, the Mishit Shemagid, all the Tamir of the Magid, the biggest way. And he was always in different places. He was a very, very mysterious person. And he came one time to Mezhuj. He came for a Shabbos to Mezhuj. And the Mezhuj Shemagid was Mechabed him, said it on Yoth, was very, very excited, was Mechabed him. And he wanted, and Mr. Chavagid wanted Reb Tzvi to be with him Shabbos. But Reb Tzvi insisted on being in his own place. He stayed in some little inn. He didn't want to be in the island. That was his way. So the Mr. Chavagid called over. Reb Tzvi went to his place for Shabbos. And of course they made sure there'd be a minion over there for him. But he wanted a minion, and so was there a minion.
And the Mizrisha Magid called over the Bala Tanya, and he asked the Tanya, I want you to go and be Bayer Shabbos. Be Bayer Shabbos by the Tish. By the night, I want you to be there by the Shabbos. And the Bala Tanya said afterwards that the truth is that he was a little bit disappointed, because he wanted to spend Shabbos with the Mizrisha Magid of the Haran. You know, you have Chaverim like Nar Mali Malach. Wanted to be in the Haran. The Rebbe told him he went. So the Alter Rebbe, you know, not the Tari was Gaina. And besides that he was Kodesh HaGadosh. And he was sitting there, Brother Tish, just out there, he was sitting with Pepsi. And the Bala Tanya asked Ritzi to say some Torah. And Ritzi refused. And the Tanya asked him a few times to say Torah. And Ritzi said no. So then the Bala Tanya said, I was a call of office. Could you say something if you heard me, Father? The Moshe. So then, when he heard the time he said, did he say something to me, Father? But see, went into his vacancies. His eyes went into his head. He was in his vacancies for a long time. And he said, my father would say over the Zohar Kaddish on Shlomo HaMelech's idol. And he said it was the side. If you want to understand, my father said that if you want to understand the side, the secret of Purim. It's in that parasha of the Zohar Kaddish for Shlomo HaMelech's Yidu. And Bala Tanya heard that. Right? Wait, 1 second, he went over the whole Zohar, right? He said. And he went out of his cave and went back to Mizrisha Magid. He didn't stop thanking Mizrisha Magid. You sent me to the city such as thing I heard from the city. Shabbos. So of course, when I saw that story quite a few years ago, I wanted to try to look a little bit to see what was the mindset. So I don't dare to try to explain on any kind of a deep level. But the connection is to Purim, because the Baal Shem said, not only did he say that it has a shaykhist, he said the whole side of Purim, every Purim is missing. To understand this darkness, especially now, the time that we're in, the Nabi Yeshayah promised, Le'ikanif Oid V'Recha, the time will come when there will no longer be a wing that's separating between ourselves and our teacher, which means between ourselves and Hashem as well. The Chazal say, Kol Zman, Shamoli Ba'olam, Kivyachol Knafayim, Mechasim Kapan. As long as a Malik is in the world, there are wings that are covering the face of Hashem. They're concealing Hashem's face. So let's learn just for a few minutes. It's not a long piece at all, it's a short little piece. This part, we'll learn a little bit. And then I'll leave it to you to try to figure out. And maybe you'll have some good explanations or you can talk if you find more about it. Not everybody here is very, very tired, so that's why I don't want to be married, especially how to do it. I'm very tired, so I don't want to be married. What's the background of the story for the year? It's in Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas. Rishon HaGimel. The Chavraya, Rabbi Yochai, Chachmei Zohar, we're being ma'amik in the soil of the Shoshan, of the rose, of the Shoshan. That flower is very, very, very beloved by Am Yisrael. Anybody that's ever read just the words of Shir Yishuv, no. Kishoshana ben Achoichim and so on. The Rebbe Shoshana. That's why he named our daughter Shoshana. And they were talking, the Chachmei HaZohar were talking about, the Chavai were talking about the Inyan of the Shoshana. Well, before, in the context of Kapitel Samach, in Torah, the very beginning. Now, Kapitel Samach, we'll take a look. I mean, you've said it, everybody here has said it 1,000 times. Kapitel Samach is talking about war. It's talking about war. Very hard. It's very hard to get it. It doesn't have, didn't have an easy one. And this was Bodhmala's way of preparing and instructing Am Yisrael going out to war. Lam Natseach al Shushan Eidus. Michtom Ladovit Lilamit. Again. Lam Natseach al Shushan Eidus. Michtom Ladovit Lilamit. I looked up the English. In English, it translates like this. For the conductor, on a rose-shaped instrument. He was playing in a rose-shaped instrument. You see the mitzvah this week right now. Not a lumifash, so. But he translated it like that. A rose-shaped instrument, a precious melody by David. The Donach would play on a rose-shaped instrument. A precious melody to instruct the people when he waged war to charge the island to instruct the people. It says Lamed. Normally a nigun is not a nigun is the inspired, but it says such a lotion. Michtam adar lamed to instruct, and that's how it says in English, to instruct the people. When he waged war, and it goes on then in the capital around the Rhine, around Saiva. Now, keep in mind that Shoshana is the Gematria Hester. That I'm sure you know. That's a very well known thing, that Shoshana is the Gematria Hester. And last night and today we said, after Megillah Lane, Shoshana is Yaakov, Sahal Vesamech. Shoshana is Yaakov. Shoshana is the Gematria Esther. Listen again to the words at the beginning of the Kapitel. Lam Natzeach al Shushan. Al Shushan Eidus. Now, what does Eidus mean? Eidus. Testimony. Shushan Eidus. So, the Farshma Tumlin over here, what is Shushan? So, we see that the Mitzvahs and others learn that Shushan is a Lashon of Shoshan. There are other Mepharshim, Mechaser, Frankfurt, and other Tzaddikim. If you look at them because of those, you see. There are other Mepharshim that say, that tell us that it's an allusion to what? Shushan Habim. That somehow David Malach was foreseeing the Shoshana of Shushan, and this is Eidus. Something happened in Shushan that David HaMelech said is Eidus, an Eidus that Hashem is with us. And then he would send the Chevrah, he would go himself, the Nachis, to go to leave, to go into Rafiach. To Aza. We're still hoping for a big tsunami, yeah? We all know how to school in Shavir. There's something clean and nice. Of an Afrikhu. to bring the soldiers, to go with the soldiers into Afia. But there's Edus from Shoshan, Shushan, Shoshan. And this was Dovin Melech Nigvah. Something's up here. Yeah? Something's on out over here. So let's have a few sentences, a little bit. And then you'll work on it. I've been working on it since before I had Shoshan. We had Shoshan. A couple years beyond 30 years. So. We'll talk about it more, but listen. Anahachi asanahir. Anahachi asanahir, the tzaddikim are sitting right there with the singing of the Shoshan. Shushan. But the Mepharshim say there, Rosh Shushan will not be here. So the Mepharshim say that, that the same way that in Shushan Avira, on Monday, let's call that now October 7th, Haman is on top of the world. On top of the world. Haman is the man. And it looks like we're done. How can I go up, right? Shlomel says, Shlomel, the one on the eagle, said to Mishlech, Lifnei Shever Ga'om, which means before the big crash, the Hoid is lifting himself up. Lifnei Shever Ga'om. And the Parashim said that the Eidus of Shushan is not enough to remind the Chavim, even though things are looking dark and difficult, Shabbat and Muhammad, it's not easy, but remember the Eidus of Shushan. And in 1 minute, an offer. The big guy, Haman, is hanging on his feet. Again, safe on ice. An offer. So the tzaddikim are talking about this pasuk, about the Shoshana. And at the Hafi Asna, they were sitting the whole night. In the meantime, the sun came up from Gaudel, and they went. But the Hava Azlai, they're walking in someplace at Erech, and what happened? Osa Nishra Rav River, Askal Rishai. A huge eagle came and surrounded their heads. The eagle flew over them. The Kaim Alayim, and it stopped. In other words, it was hovering over them. This huge eagle was hovering over them. Amar Rebbe Pinchas, Shepichas Ben Yoyah said, Ma'adai idan ru'usa v'lashna. Shepichas Ben Yoyah said, oh, it's definitely an Eish Watson. First of all, you know, the, that time of Alosha Shachar, that's what it was. I remember if we were standing there, we would have ducked or started crying, mommy, and we would have run away. And there were Jews and Jews and Kush that would run away from there. But when Yara is talking to the Chavir, this huge thing is everything is dark again and it's over there. But when Yara says, Gevaldig is us. The Shaita is. Time has come. It's possible. Tara de Rachman. The gates of Rachman are open. L'chol even beimare. Anybody who's sick, who's sick, who's in the hospital, who's in the last hospital, it's a time for all those who are sick to be healed. Rafa gav dinan asir in the malke, and for all those who have been captured and are hostages of the king. All Jews who are being held as hostages. It's a time for them to go free. The Nishra Dasi Manadirach Meir. Because this eagle is a sign, is a simon of Rachamim. And then Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyah goes on to explain. You know, when you go to it, when you go to Tzfas, you walk down from the Arizal all the way down to the end by the parking lot. Do you know who's buried over there? That's where we came to the yard. So Pinchas Ben Yoyah explains, where do we see that an eshet and an eagle is rachamim? Kinesha yari kinah, where's all the yari? it says in Chumash, by Azina, that the eagle hovers over the nest, the little ones, and it's flapping its wings. Because there's no creature in the world that loves its young ones, its children, and is as worried about its children as the eagle. Brings some other psukim about the rachmim of the eagle. When we go to hashti idan the rachmim, so since now is the time of rachmim, also nishvato ba'aschar alam. This great mysterious eagle has come and is circling us and hovering over us. Therefore, it's a time of rachamim. All those who are sick and all those who are hostages. This is the time. This is the time of Bnei Yisrael. Hashem boiker tishmakar.
A little bit. In the meantime, the eagle went flying ahead. Amar Pinchas. So Pinchas called out to the eagle. Nishra Nishra Ma'antha Gavan. Nishra Nishra, Nesha, Nesha, Eagle. Why did you come here for us? What are you doing here? Ibishli chusa demara chasis. Have you come as a messenger of your master to bring us something, to teach us something, to tell us something? And I'm huffing. We're here. We're not running, we're not afraid. If there's a message you have, please, we want to hear it. You begin Mila Achrazis? If there's something else that you've come to bring to us? Anan Hafiz Mikan? We're here, we're ready. Itram Nishra La'el. The eagle began to soar, took off higher. Iskasi Minayim, so they couldn't see it. Binim Yasu, the tzaddikim did not leave. They sat there and they waited for it to return. Amr Bichiyah said, "How does Shlomo Malka is a tarati?" The eagle of Shlomo Melech is a mystery. I mean, we learn this. We have been taught, we have learned that there was a great eagle that would come to Shlomo Melech every day. And the Shlomo Melech used to fly on its wings. It was a supersonic eagle, and it would go 400 parses in a second. It would fly. Lan Ovalad. And where did this eagle? Where was Solomon going with this eagle? 400 parses. And he was going there on daily departure. The Tamarid by Midva Bahar Asachad Il Gabi Turid of Hashoyim. This place in the desert by the mountains of darkness. Called Tarmaid Amidah. He talks a little bit to some Yonah Kabbalah, not going through it now, and he says, I'm sorry, okay? That's why I'm telling you a story to put you to sleep. The stories that keep us awake, right? Just a little bit more. And the Havi Asper. So the tzaddikim they run away, and other people they run away. The tzaddikim stay there. And Nisha Asya Gabai. And when the eagle saw that the tzaddikim refused to leave, so they came back. Bishayshana chada v'pum. But the eagle came back carrying a rose in his mouth. Bishade kamayu v'ozlas. And the eagle, this great eagle, threw the rose to the tzaddik. Catch this rose. This is what our way is now, to hold our hands out to catch this rose. At the time when it feels like everything is dark, not to run away. Chom v'chodim. The tzaddikim saw this happening and they rejoiced. Amr v'pintas. So Pintas v'nyas says to Chavayim. V'lav v'mein alufu. Didn't I tell you? The Nishra Dabish the Khusa Damara Oslovaski. Didn't I tell you that this Nesher is the Nesher Shlomo HaMelech, and that this Nesher is coming to bring a message? It's coming as a Shliach. Shoshana Dab. E Shushan Edus de Kavina. We were just talking about, we were learning right before this, the Pasuk in Tilum. Samach, Pasuk Aleph, Shushan Edus. We're just talking about Shushan Edus. The testimony of Shushan, of the Shoshana, of the song of David HaMelech, when the Jews would go out to war, but it was a terrifying time and it was darkness. That's just what we were just learning the whole night, this Indian, the secret of the Shoshana. E Shushan Edus de Kamina. And the Bereshit sent the eagle, this great mysterious eagle, from years ago, this eagle was sent to us, the leaders of the Jewish people, the Baalei HaSod, the masters of the secrets of Torah. As a shlichus of Shushan Edus that we're talking about, the Kutcher Brichu, Shadar Leila Gavon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the eagle to bring us this rose. Posach, Kibbel Akadmin. Because when you ever get to Darshan again, the Posach, you begin to teach again the deepest secrets of this Posach. Oh, my Lam, Nasech al Shushan Edus Mirtam Ladov Lame. The Chishushan Edus Maisa Hadus Asoy. So Pintas was Darshan and he said, Shushan Edus, what's the Edus, what's the testimony of the rose? My Sahadusa story. What is it testifying this? The Shushan. The Shoshana. Remember the Baal Shem HaKadosh said that in this Inyan, in this is what? The whole story of Purim. The whole Purim is in this. Shushan Edus. Shoshana. Gematria Esther. Shoshan Isyad. The Shoshana Ben Achaychim. Translate Chaychim. Yishma'el. Translate Palestinian. Kishashan ben Achayit. Every one of our words is Kishashan ben Achayit. Every Jew. So he's asking, what's the Ma'isa Hadus HaSoyet? What is the Edus of the Shushan, of the Shoshan? Elo Shushan da Ihis Hadusa. The Ma'isa Bereishis V'Yisadus L'Knesses Yisrael. This rose bears testimony to the creation of the world and to Knesses Yisrael. The whole purpose of creation, which is Hashem's people, Knesses Yisrael. Sa'adus L'Yichudi Ilor. This rose bears testimony to the Yichud, to the unbreakable bond between the Shavichud and Knesset Yisrael on the Shechina. V'dai Ihu,
Begin the Shoshana, there is but Leisa Olam. Because the Shoshana, the rose has 13 petals. There's actually a magnificent Sefer, one of the earlier ones from our Steinsaltz school. The name is translated the 13 petals of the rose, which is an introduction to Pnimius HaTorah. Which the Zohar Kodesh talks about in many places, which corresponds to the 13 years of Achim. Which is Hashem's love for the Jewish people, the 13 petals of the rose. In the Shoshana, there is but place or all. The rose has 13 petals. V'chulu kaimen v'yikara chalda. And all of these petals, these roses, they all come out from one shirish. Rizba chamesh olim levar takifin, and then there are five leaves that surround strong ones, green, to protect it. The chafion ledar shoshana v'aginuala, they protect the shoshana, which is very delicate. The rose is very delicate. V'kulo v'rosa de chokma sahu. And all of this is beside a chokma. Leisa olen ilayn. These 13 petals of the rose. Leisa mechilin derachim. The 13 midas derachim of Hashem. The yorza knesis yisrael mele'eru. The knesis yisrael, the Jewish people, have yashem. Have inherited, have received of Hashem's love. The 13 petals, so the 13 midah rachmim, which is midah malchus, which is Knesset Yisrael. The kulo achidim b'ikar achadim. And all of the 13 midah rachmim, the 13 petals of the rose, are bound together by one sherish, which is arachantin, which I was talking a lot about at the time when the Melchama started. We were talking a lot about Vayantiv and then afterwards, Archantin Keser, Reisha de la Isiada, the unknowable beginning, Hashem's infinite love for the Jewish people. Ashrayam Shekoch, Eloi Koch, remember what does it stand for? Keser Kolak Sarva. Koch. Koch ye also the Ish. Hashem Melech Kofes be Yikon. It's Keser Kolak Sarva. I can't talk about that either now. Those who have learned a little bit know. The Midah Keser is something which, whether a Jew is good or he's not so good, whether a person is an Ashkenaz or a Sfar, or even is a Lusiana, makes no difference what you are. Makes no difference what you are and what you've done. There's an Ahava, there's a love. It comes from that place of Ashri Abshe Chokhu Akokha Yehos Alish Asher Melech Chokhets Biyagur. Chokhets is something which you can't explain. It's just like that's Kesef Malach Sar, the Midah of Arachan. Ad Kan Lin Yenein goes on for some more pages, more limits. Ad Kan Lin Yenein. But this is what David Malach would play on his rose-shaped instrument when Jews were going out to war, which is called Shushan. Eidus, the Eidus of Shushan, of what happened, of what will happen. Talmud was talking about what's going to happen in the future, in a place called Shushan, which will be Eidus forever, until the end of time. That HaMelech, that the King of all kings, has chosen this Shoshana ben Achalchim, Esther, which is Amistel, which is a Jew, even in the place it has to come. So therefore, even though the sky is dark, the eagle frightened many people who are running away. There are many, many people during difficult times, like the one we're in now, who are very terrified and frightened, and the Diburim and Diburim are pessimistic and dark. The ones who just all of a sudden, everything in life became dark, and they just run away. And there are others who remain behind and believe. And what the Navi said, that it seems to you that I have left you for a moment, a terrifying moment. But I promised that the Rachman Gedoyla Makapzeh,
the Berachim, Gedolim HaKabs, that everything that's happening right now, if you're able to, if you and I are able to believe that the darkness is not Chalilashim, is not the Hester Pnei Hashem, it's not Histarta Panecha Yis Nivha, but the darkness is Shlomo HaMelech riding upon his eagle and dropping us a rose from Shushan Habira, Shushan Edens, and telling us that everything that's happening to us right now and everything we're going through is the beginning of that Hezgalos of Barachim and Gedoyle Makabs. It's all coming from the 13 petals, from the 13 Yiddish Barachim of Hashem's ungrateful, infinite love for Amis. And Hashem's Baruch wants us now, as we're crossing over from Purim to Shushan Purim, and now Shushan Purim, which in many ways is higher. And Shushan Edus, I spoke about a little bit, Shari Chesed Yerushalayim a few years ago, that Purim, it wasn't Purim, but it was in Adar that I spoke to the Chevra about the singing of Elon, Shushan, Haloma of Shushan, the river by Shushan, from Shushan Habir and Shushan Ha'ir, the Edus of Shushan of the roads, is why we're not Chalila falling, we'll never ever fall into any pessimism or sadness. We have to think in this way. We have to feel that, we have to see that when it's dark, means that right now in Shoshana, the petals are dropping on us. I once told you a story, this will end. Tavshin Chavav, 1966. It was already very, very late at night here in New York, on Purim. Purim night, like now, even later. And the Lubavitch Rebbe Schlusskanu was giving mashke for hours and hours. He was standing giving mashke. And then all of a sudden, the Rebbe stopped and he said, "Kol ha'poishet yad leisman." Whoever reaches out his hand, like the din of a stock on Purim, you're not allowed to make any chilukim between. You can't investigate a poor person on Purim. Poor person, yeah, nice. Somebody says, "I need you." Don't ask me to show any cards or papers. The rest of the year, you can look into it, except for certain exceptions. But Purim is called Purim, yeah, nice. So the Babish Rebbe announced, "Called Purim, yeah, nice." The Olam went crazy. Standing in line. Nobody left to get my words ready for Mashke. And there were Shluchim, like in the Megillah, that went out, Rotsim, they went out as far as they could run. They went running around Crown Heights and even beyond. And they told everybody that the Rebbe said, "Oh, the place you got nice to them." They were waking people up, they were friends and relatives. And all over, people will come. They were running and calling, whatever they were doing, but there were throngs of people came, flooding at the seventh Saturday. And there was no more mashke. So people were bringing from all over the place bottles. And the Rebbe was standing there and kept on pouring on and on and on. I read it was already close to 4 in the morning. And the Rebbe went out to his car. And there were still people coming. And it says, in what I read, that there were people covering the car that they couldn't drive. And not only that, it made dents on the roof of the car, the guys that were on top. And there was a young man. It says in the story, this is a Baal Tshuva, and he went there with his cup, and he went, and the Rebbe was ready in the car, and he went pushing the cup by the Rebbe, imagine. And the Rebbe looked at him and said, "I gave you mashke around 5.5 hours ago." You know, he didn't forget anything.
even though he saw thousands of people there, he said, I gave you very much. So he says, the poor guy says, Rabbi, I had a hole in the cup. So the Rebbe said to him, and the Rebbe was smiling now, and the Rebbe said to himself, what's it going to help if I give you more mashke? What's going to help if I give you more? And the Rebbe, he spoke in English. The boy didn't know the English. So the Rebbe said to him, what's going to help if I'm going to give you more? He says, you have a hole in your cup. And that he knew what it means, a cup. Right? And, you have a hole in your brain. So the fellow said to the Rabbi, I promise you, this is a different cup, it's a new cup. And Rabbi smiled and poured him a whole cup of mash. Poured him a whole cup of mash. It's a gewaltige mash. The Gershon is ready to pour us a full cup of mash. Christ here, Rabbi. The shefa of Purim, of Shushan Purim, Tavshin Peidal, and the air of the world is the aroma of the Levech Shemenech HaTayv, and I was looking at it on Shabbos, the Levech Shemenech HaTayv, and the Shemen Tayv, Shemen Tuvak Shemen, the Kiddush Hashem of Jews who are burned because they're Jews. You know the smell that has in Shemayim? The Reach Nichay. The Jews who are burned because they're Jews. The Jews who are killed, the Kiddush Hashem. There's a smell in the air of Jews who are screaming out at the top of the lungs, Shema Yisrael, that haven't said Shema since maybe the grandfather died. There's such a smell of Kiddush Hashem in the air. And the Sheshana ben Achoichim, Hashem's lovely rose among the thorns. The whole world of the thorns that hate us and stab at us. And no matter what we do, they only see us as being ugly, as being dirty Jews. And all the lashonis, all the dibburim that my parents had to hear before their parents were killed and their lives were destroyed, and we're hearing again these dibburim. Because they were always takas lashonim. Hashem's beautiful rose is being stabbed by the chayim of this world. There's such an expression. If you hold on to our cups, we don't lose our minds. And the chazik aramun is strong, strong. And we listen carefully to the edus of Shushan Habir. Shever lefnei gahar. If you listen to at the moment before Haman, a moment before Haman was on top of the world and he was making fun of the Jews and everybody's career mishtaf for him, and then the next minute he's hanging on the tree. Cain's here, blessed are meet this and have your men on the tree. Amen.